I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Are you seeing Adam West as Batman dancing to this?
Oh, yeah, doing the, what do they call that? Two fingers in the eyes?
I don't know. I know with the tongue what it means, but I don't know what it means for the eyes.
That's what he should have done, because everybody knows the tongue.
Should have done that at, like, at Catwoman.
Oh, he's doing it at Riddler, like, hang on now. Because, you know, sometimes Batman would be, somebody give him a potion or whatever. He'd be kind of messed up, but horny at the same time.
God, yes. Who would use that? They would spray a perfume.
Oh, yeah.
Catwoman.
Was it Catwoman that would do
did
that?
Did she do it?
Or
Poison
Ivy.
Yeah, we are.
Was she a villain back then? Because, you know, King Tut was a freaking villain for some reason.
Well, Catwoman is like now. King Tut was once. So was Owlman, Catman. They took all Catman, the any kind of... there was Dogman. Are we sure that it was what you just said?
Yeah, then? I don't know. So whoever sprays it, you know, he's under the spell. And then, you know, Riddler or Penguin walks by and he's making like eyes at him. And he's like, what are you doing?
You sound like Stuart Spinks.
Get away. Hey. Like, is she going to buy a biscuit?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Stuart Spinks shows up in the Batman show.
We're gonna feed all the villains till they get full.
I was gonna say it, and this is like a positive shout out. Stuart Spinks could play Penguin in the next movie.
He really could, and that's his. That's how he distracts people. He feeds them till they get so full that they don't want to fight. They just sit there and sleep.
All right.
He's like, I got you with my chicken biscuit.
Hi.
Also, I give you a good deal on gas.
You know, I can't. We'll go with that being right. I can't remember. I feel like Poison Ivy though did something with flowers, right?
I don't remember her being like on the show. Maybe she was.
She was the redhead. She was hot.
Maybe
like, I'm thinking of the '60s show.
Yeah, the Adam West.
Yeah.
Burt Ward.
Burt.
Because he's looking at his bulge when he's under the little influence of the horny.
Oh, Dick Grayson.
He's like, where's Rob? Alfred, where's Robin?
Burt Ward.
Where's Robin's bulge?
Damn it. Batman,
is that Batman
spray.
Why are you walking around here looking at my crotch, Batman? Don't worry about it, Robin. Why do you think I keep you around for so long?
Boy, wonder.
Why do you think we go hide in this cave in costumes?
Gosh, man. Like, the story is a little flawed. But, not flawed, but... but then they took the Robin character. Remember Robin, like, didn't he start wearing a red mask?
Well, you know, he's a part of the family, the circus family.
You know, I can tell Rob Young doesn't listen to the live show anymore.
God, he'd be so mad.
He would be texting.
Inaccuracies.
Inaccuracies.
And he's like, I saw you on that trapeze, Robin, and I've wanted you ever since. I was like, hang on a second.
But so he was an orphan, too?
Yeah.
So he felt bad for him. He's like,
Alfred
oh.
trafficked him to Batman.
See, that's who was really his happened. Handler?
Yeah, it was Alfred, right?
I figured Paige was going to say Chelsea.
Who found him in the circus.
God bless, that's right, because he was one of the Flying Graysons.
Yep,
oh.
That's all he was.
I like remembering stuff without having to Google it, but I hate to the point where I have to Google it, you know?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you need a, what do you call it, to rejog
Neuralink.
Or refresh or, you know, kick back up, whatever the hell it is. Jog.
Yes.
Jog
my memory.
Jog with your memories or whatever they say.
Man, the only thing that Google's, there's a shark repellent that one of the characters used against him.
Now, look, I'm not trying to be...
I know, I need to move on.
No, I want to know, like, what did you Google specifically?
I Googled a Batman spray that turns him on, / horny.
Yeah, it was pheromones.
Yeah,
and Poison Ivy.
Now, will you see if Poison Ivy was even on? Maybe she was.
She was. I remember because
who was it though?
Was it Lee Merriweather?
Is that who it was?
I don't know. We're really screwing up our audience right now because half of them don't know what we're talking about. The other half knows all these answers and they're screaming to the point they'll be pissed at us.
You know, I always thought it was cool that Cesar Romero, you could see his mustache through the makeup because
he wouldn't cut it off.
He wouldn't.
I wouldn't cut it off. But yeah, but also him in as Joker in a full like suit surfing. Remember that? Like
yeah.
They were a real water too.
God, I got to go back and watch the show.
Why was there not a male version of Poison Ivy called Poison Oak? That would have played in very nicely.
God, that would have been.
Poison Ivy spray. See, this is the kind of thing I think people.
I know they didn't use Harley Quinn on the TV show. I don't think. That was later.
You know, I can't do it.
All right, I'm going to try it because I don't know if, no offense, but I think you suck at Googling.
Well, you know what?
Let me see. Who sprayed Batman that made him horny?
You're going to find, I did something similar and it led me to a sex toy, which is definitely not licensed by the DC Universe.
It's called the Batwing.
Oh, it's the Bat Squirter.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I forgot about the Mad Hatter being in it. Okay. No, that's not it. That's not that spray. That made him lose his mind. I'm talking about the horny spray. God, I want to ask Rob Young just like in that like context. Hey. What's the spray that made Batman?
I don't know.
I know. I'm screw off. I've already been self-aware. Move on already. Well, I've already said that, but I can't give up.
No, we're going to find out.
What's the question that we're going to ask, though? Oh, what was it? Who sprayed something on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who was it?
In the 1960s Batman TV series, who was the villain or villainess that sprayed Batman with something that made him horny? Even maybe gay horny toward the penguin once. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Awaiting your answer. We're live. Okay.
Or what if Penguin anticipated and he's like, I've been waiting for you to pull yours out. Here's mine.
Yeah, I want to ping you because I'm the Penguin. He's the Penguin.
Yes! I was about to say his brother.
Freaking Penguin.
Robin is a Penguin's brother, the Penguin.
No, you didn't.
Not
call
the Penguin.
Me Robin because his name's Penguin.
Oh, my God. That's what Batman called him when he saw his bulge.
Oh, man.
Alfred, you brought me the perfect Robin.
And so what was Alfred's story, though? Like, was he also an orphan? Like, is this like the...
No, I think Alfred is... he had some special forces training, right? Because he got his own show.
Yeah. But who was Lucius Fox then? The one that Morgan Freeman played?
Well, he did the R&D for Bruce Wayne's company.
Wayne Enterprises.
Secretly making the gadgets and whatnot until he got found out.
Yeah.
God, the TV show.
Saying it was Catwoman, too. I don't know.
See, now...
There weren't a whole lot of female...
This is how Mandela effects start.
Yeah, maybe it was. You know what?
Here's the thing. This is how they say, like, what with AI is... You have the access, just people don't know how to use it. They don't know how to do the prompts on it. I'm taking a master class right now, learning prompts on AI. I want to be ahead of the curve.
I'm looking at the main characters in the TV show.
Like, Google's been around how long? And we can't figure out how to process it to figure out. You see, this is what drives people crazy, is because people are texting in. This sounds like my afternoon trying to find out if there was a K in Chick-fil-A all this time. I know, dude. And I worked there, and it befuddled me. I had to go look for my old name tag, which I still
have.
Did you? Yeah, yeah. There's always been a K.
Of course.
In the it wasn't ever Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That was a time when people said sheik, and it didn't mean an Arab, if that's okay to say.
So they're saying that
Arabian?
Poison Ivy was in Batman Forever, not in the other one.
No! Yeah, no, it was in a 60s TV show, because they had this little pump spray that they'd spray, and Fatboy's right. It was Burgess Meredith playing the Penguin. He walked by, and they made eyes at each other. And it was just kind of awkward.
Yeah.
This says that, you know, Catwoman would spray some kind of catnip spray that would, like, make you sneeze or whatever.
But that seems like she would horny up, though. Like, she was always, like, the one trying to seduce. Like, I couldn't tell if she was just real horny for Batman or if she was a villain. Yes. We say villain now, right? It's like actor.
If you go back through villainess. Google searches, I've typed every incarnation of Batman horny.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Like for the past 10 times.
Well, put in there, why did Batman make eyes at the Penguin? Like, what made him do that?
Well, did Batman want to hook up with Penguin? Oh, my God. Poison Ivy Batman TV show. Was that ever a thing?
This text, by the way, you can join in on the text 1-800-774-0093. It says here, there's fan fiction that Alfred actually killed Bruce Wayne's parents so he can...
So he could
end up grooming him to start grooming other people.
Yeah, they trap it. Look, that's where it starts.
And then think about like the what is a bat wing, you know?
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you so much. One of my clips, I'm now realizing I'm kind of aggravated with it because I like to share.
Thank you.
Thank you more. What was her name?
Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Because I like to share them, but now I just saw people under 18 can't see this content.
Oh, why not?
I guess because the language.
Well, that sucks. You know what? This is for that clip. What's it at?
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Damn right. Nice.
And that's for you for being under 18. For A, not being old enough to watch it, and B, not knowing how to trick the filter.
And for B,
thought your kids were hackers. Disappointed.
Okay.
Go to school. Should be there already, to be honest with you. First bell's about to ring.
Now, Fat Boy, something I need you to verify with. Can we smoke in the bandit real quick?
Yeah, let me
seems
just
so unprofessional. On my part. We okay. Good then. All right. He was talking in code with me because we don't want to ruin it for everybody or for Paige especially.
I know.
She
hears us talking about it, so we're talking in code, and I'm like, wait a minute. So in a moment, here's a fun little tease for it, Mark, if you're listening. Why did Fatboy write down the code word as elephant for one of my clips when I was very confused just now? As which clip did I have an elephant on?
Yeah, because I don't have so much room in the little box here to type out the script.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
I got to use little woods. Tiny box. The small woods.
Here's this first clip. Danger is something you shouldn't mess with. Although, if it does get us some good audio, then at your own discretion. For instance, if you wanted to share it with Fatboy, you would tag him at Fatboy933.
And if you wanted to share it with Mattman, you'd be O Matthew, O H M A F F E W, because that's what Diddy used to call him.
Thank you,
Matthew.
With the advent of the internet, especially with cell phones, people will do dangerous things just to get some crazy videos sometimes. For instance, if you saw a tornado, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go get in a bunker, put your head between your legs. No, not this person.
Okay. Now, isn't that neat? Look, there's a tornado finna sweep down and blow everything to hell. And I'm right here to see it firsthand, and hopefully I don't get to blow into hell either, and then my shirt's coming up, my titties are flapping, you never know with 100-plus-mile winds. Woo!
Well, she's ready for it. Flapping, she said.
Whatties?
What? Oh, you want to hear it again? Is well,
I like
that.
I like whatties.
Whatties.
That's a good thing to call it.
Yeah.
Do you want it again?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw Paige's face. Yeah, it's so fun to see.
Now she'll ask for it 3 and 4 times, but...
She's like, Jay Uza. That's really bad.
This is me, Oos. You know what? Let's keep on that same word, if you will.
Okay.
This is something to remember, ladies. Men can do it, too. It's all about good posture.
I have awful posture.
Well, I do, too. Especially when I'm on the toilet. I'm almost going
to get posterized.
I'm almost going to slide off it. But this woman here has got a little song you can remember if you want to make yourself look presentable, you know. Poke your chest out.
Yeah.
She says it in different words, but, you still get the message.
Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Stick out your butt. Stick out your butt. Stick out your butt. Stick out your butt. Work. work, 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 work. Tickle, 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 tickle. Play my song.
Is that Flava Flav?
Huh? It's his sister, actually.
Oh.
They look just alike. You know, she's older.
Yeah.
She's
working the counter at Red Lobster now.
She's a little larger than Flav.
I like
Flav's
the
kept his shape in you know, these years. She, this lady, is not.
Why doesn't he have some kind of like a monthly box subscription with the flavor of the month? I mean, come on, Flavor Flav. Maybe it's a different alarm clock each month that Flav sends.
Was he the last interview that hung up on us?
Yeah.
Because we asked him about something, Bam, or somebody said from Jackass.
Man,
one of the jackets.
When you haven't asked me, and you're the one who archives all this stuff, then I definitely don't know. It's gone.
Who's gonna remember it then?
He said, "I don't do that blank stuff." But he used an F word that, you know, not a four letter F word.
Yes, yes. He says
three letter one.
I don't do. It was like he, you know, if you didn't celebrate Flag Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He didn't do any of that stuff.
That's right. It was about flags. He's like, I don't do that flag stuff. Right. I'm like, okay. And he hung up on us.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, literally hung up on us. Live radio.
Didn't even get a, yeah, boy.
No.
Just hung up.
Wow.
And then J.J. Walker wouldn't say dynamite.
He would not.
No.
He wouldn't say money either.
What's the point?
Code word elephant. I was like, what are you talking about, elephant, fat boy? This one right here is not a new clip, but it's one that was in the old system, and we lost it to some hackers.
God dang
it. It took it, but guess what? Because of the beauty of the internet and P1, and I don't know if it's Philip or Felipe, but thank you so much for tagging me in this and helping us find it again. The elephant clip, everyone.
On Chef was Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything.
I know 80 years old.
Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76 to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is the elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
Oh, I gotta get that last part just to drop.
No!
I'm coming back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, God.
What is Bruce Jenner coming back? I'm coming back.
We got to get Kyle Dunnigan just to do that part.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. So she's not 80. She's not even 79. She's 75, baby.
I'm coming back, baby.
Is the elephant heavy, baby? I'm coming back, baby.
God. You know,
It's the elephant clip.
We used to have a ton of liquid ass in the office. Because the guys that created it were fans of the show.
And former Bob Jones students.
That's right. So the stuff is still popular. This is a clip where it's a drawn-out conversation. Nana is on oxygen. She gets in the car.
No.
She gets in the back seat. Then you'll hear the build-up, little casual conversation. Then you'll hear her reaction when they drop the spray. Now, I'm going to apologize for some of the words she's going to say.
Oh, God, if you're apologizing ahead of time.
I was sitting there looking in a store, something I'm going to shoot him.
No, we didn't stop and look.
Because it was cold out here, huh, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that wind. I can't believe how much is blow here this time. You know what?
It's not that windy.
Well, it is when you're freezing.
Here it comes.
Phew. What the hell? God almighty. Damn. Deanna. Did you your britches? Oh, my God. Son of a bitch.
Why do you think it's me?
Well, that's all you've been doing lately, Martin. It wasn't Josh. We just got in here. Son of a bitch.
I loved everything about that. I loved the way she said farting. I love the way that when someone like from the South says that, it's never S your P's, it's britches for sure. Did you blank your britches?
She said it wasn't Don. We just got in here.
I have never heard my mom or my grandmother swear like that, but I would have loved
it. You know what? Me neither. Like, honestly, like, that's... I never got to hear it. Now, my friends, one of them's mom, I mean, she was like... like, one of the boys, as far as the way she would talk. You know, it was great. I'd love to shout her out right now, but her son would get very mad.
Come on, son.
She's great. All right, I'll do one more, and then we'll break. I will tell you, right? Is that cool?
Yeah, I was just going to guess the son, but I don't want to guess the son in case, you know. Okay, I didn't know if his name rhymed with Teddy Westmoreland.
No, that's great, though. You know what? That's.
I wonder if Eddie's related to Kyle.
I don't know. That did you realize you just... Are you talking like Limp Bizkit guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, Westmoreland. That was great. That was double entendre.
Oh.
Toni Braxton. Who knows that name?
She's saying
Braxton. Toni Braxton is a QVC host. And before anyone says anything, this is the clip that I've gotten tagged in the most since we've started doing one. Best Damn Audio.
Oops. Yep.
So I should give credit to the first person that, I wouldn't say tagged me in it, but sent it to me. And that's Mrs. X.
She was
the first one to maybe get this virality going.
I wish you could say her real birth name, but I understand why you won't.
Well, listen, I can't pronounce it. It starts with an X, so you can imagine.
I saw Nutty tagged me in this one, too.
Did you get tagged? Dude, yeah. This is the most over one, so you've probably seen it, but let's all revisit this. Just talking about a wig.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a job at your blowout at your salon. Oh my God. And it looks beautiful.
All right, so here's what's happening. On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves. Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud. I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we're having a huge beauty sale. Everything ships to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is a one-time only price where the price goes up at the end of the show.
You know what the beauty of the video is? The lady,
she stops.
Yeah, she never turns around. No. But you know she's laughing.
She's just sitting there. And that's the problem, too. It's like she's not heavy or big or anything.
No, like, petite as hell.
That time, my dad was one of the three wise men during the church cantata, during the manger scene. And he went to stand up and his leg was asleep. So he stumbled into the other wise man, and they kind of all three went over down on the one knee again. And my dad is trying to, you know, compose himself, but he's bigger guy, so he's laughing, so his shoulders are bouncing in the back. And people thought he was choking or something, but it was so.
What if they would have landed on baby Jesus and the menander?
That'd be bad.
Don't get the first part again.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a job at your blowout.
All right, we will do part two, including...
No. Start going to that salon.
Whoa,
including new karaoke from someone that I predict will be a household name by the end of the year. This person is one of those that says, you know what? I've lived long enough that I'm just going to do karaoke on Instagram.
God, that's going to be good. If you don't know how to order in a drive-thru, I got you. I got you covered.
The thunder rolls.
I got step-by-step directions. Well,
you could write the book on it. You really should.
I'm sure you had to leave.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. Come up to
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
Nothing but the best.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Hey, thank you. By the way, since first day of school week
all that,
thank you more, Mary Beth. If your kid said something stupid on the first day of school, you better have recorded it. If so,
you better.
And maybe you're like, I didn't upload it. Well, if you didn't upload it, you can't tag Fatboy at Fatboy933 or me, Adomaffew, OHMAFFEW.
That's right.
You can email it. You can email me at mattmann@galay.com, GAHLAY.com. Fatboy is available at staff@jeremyellenberg.com. Nevertheless.
Yeah, I like that one. There's big
ways,
staff.
Ways for you to get in touch with us on that.
Adequate staff.
Now, this one's just real quick. It's not my message, so don't kill the messenger with this one or unalive me. as they say on YouTube. Don't unalive the messenger. I drink a lot of water, and I think you should too. I also am a Coca-Cola guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not this last type of person that this guy's explaining. When he tells you, you don't need to drink so much water.
I don't f***ing drink water because I'm not a bitch. I drink Pepsi even, and that is all.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to have to get that one again because...
Yeah. Yeah. He says that water is for kitty cats. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll read the exact quote here. Water is for pussies. He doesn't drink it. He only drinks Pepsi and was it ramen?
I don't think he said ramen.
I don't f***ing drink water because I'm not a bitch. I drink Pepsi demon, and that is all.
Mm.
Demon.
Yeah, demons.
Demons is what he said, right?
I don't know what he said.
Maybe if you put an S in there, I don't know. It sounded like it's what he said.
I'd hate to be on a game show with Paige where you're trying to like a password or something.
Ah, dang it.
Oh.
Also, people in the Navy might be called
this. Yes.
There we go.
We know what is long, hard, and full of semen. A submarine.
A submarine.
Oh, yes, hello.
Yeah, like a sandwich.
Yeah, hey, that time with him. You know what? Let me match your short clip with a short clip of my own.
A little hill.
This. You have to go back and listen to that one, Little Hill. So a dad fetches his youngest son, but he sends his older son to go get him. So when this guy walks into his brother's room, he's in the middle of a rage out, I guess you could say. Did they call it rage out? Were you playing the video game?
Man, I don't know.
Well, he gets mad at somebody he's playing a video game with, and this kid is probably, at the oldest, 10 years old.
Oh, no.
My you suck! Oh! The you want?
Yo, dad wants you done.
Wow.
He told, you know. He told somebody to soak his deck.
Wow.
And told him to F off.
Boy, I tell you what.
He called him a bitch.
And then the brother uploaded it. If I was the parents, both of them would have their... I'd throw their devices at them.
Yeah, they'd be on restriction for life.
They would. I'd make them live in the garage for a week or the attic.
Yeah, and I don't know if his name
is... Crawl space, whatever's available.
Say his name's Little Watson. You got to be like, Little Watson, stop telling people to soak your deck.
I know. It's like,
what are you doing?
I want to do wood staining when I get older, Dad. I want to be a deck.
Well, yeah. You should practice not short staining first, and then we'll move to the wood.
Yeah, how about that?
Save your stains for the wood.
Stain my shorts.
You know what?
Again.
I don't know if you knew the next clip, but the fact that you said shorts kind of leads us into where this next clip happens.
Why do you have another shirt stain?
Not a shirt stain. But this guy is probably tired of being the butt of office pranks.
Oh, no.
Now, what they do is they'll take a fan and they'll put, you know, those industrial fans that run off the batteries. You can put water to it. It sprays water at you. Well, they rigged the straw to go in the guy's chair. So when he's sitting down, they kind of squeeze it, like, gently up under his ass.
Oh. Okay.
And they got him a couple times, but...
To make him think he done something.
To make him think he's... Well, he'll tell you what happens.
Damn it. My balls are all wet again. Damn it.
What?
My f***ing balls are soaking wet now. Bitch.
He gets up, there's like a puddle in his office chair.
What is he? Does he not realize anybody's pranking him? He's just like, he just thinks all of a sudden this is like.
This
little inlet's made down there, this little cove down there around his area.
Dude, he gets so mad again.
Oh my god.
Damn it.
He's hot.
My balls are all wet again. Damn it. My f***ing balls are soaking wet now.
I can't stop laughing in the background. Yeah.
Man, if it was for obesity, we wouldn't have the great laughs that we have in the background of things.
Trying to catch your breath.
Oh, God, that's so good. That's so good.
Dang it, man.
Is it on me now, or you want to take another one?
Yeah, it's on you if you want to do that. I'm going to go put that one in Fatboy 933.
Okay. This young lady's name is Kay Jones. She's a, and this is from her own bio, she's a 68-year-old grandmother, a.k.a. old Grand Whitey.
What? Wow.
That's a great name.
She's 68 years old and now is a creator of rap karaoke videos. And here she is doing a little Slim Shady for your ass.
Get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get f***ed up. Hit strip club, don't forget ones, get your rub, get f***ed, get sucked, get wasted, basted, pasted, plastered, puke, throw up, get a new drink, hit the bathroom, sing, throw up. Wipe your shoes clean, got a routine, still got a few chunks on the shoestring, showing I was dehydrated to the beat, vibrated, I was revived as soon as that bitch gyrated them hips and licked them lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg to sing some s***.
God. If she don't take a breath.
I know.
You hear that big old, you take that big old hit, and then all of a sudden she just goes to town on that man. Goes to town on it.
Do we got time to play that one more
game? She's like Joe Camel also.
Like his toe.
Get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get f***ed up. Hit strip club, don't forget ones. Get your rub, get f***ed, suck, get wasted, basted, pasted, plastered, puke, throw up, get a new drink, hit the bathroom, sing, throw up. Wipe your shoes clean, got a routine, still got a few chunks on the shoestring, showing I was dehydrated to the beat, vibrated, I was revived as soon as that bitch gyrated them hips and licked them lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg to sing some sh.
I know the song too. Shake that ass for me.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Almost rest in peace her. Really. If she hadn't gotten there, she was going to die rapping.
She did not take a breath.
No.
I'll finish up with a little etiquette. If you don't know how to order in the drive-thru, they don't like it when you take your time, okay? Mm-hmm. You should already know what you want when you get there, which me is a good customer. I know that.
You've pre-ordered many times.
Oh, yeah. I got the ad. The ad, well, you get rewards, man. You get points. People love rewards.
Mm-hmm. They do.
All right, but this lady works at a Burger King, and she's tired of you not knowing what to order.
Yeah.
So she's going to help you out. But she's a little pissed off.
When you pull your bitch ass around the corner and you decide that you want Burger King for lunch, you should already motherfucking know what the fuck you need. When you pull up to that damn drive-thru, it shouldn't be hello, 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 hello. Then when we say, may we help you, can I get a minute? No, bitch, you can't get a minute. You've been there long enough. You was rushing me with the hello, 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 hello. You don't know what the fuck you want. This menu has been the same since before I was born. Your mama was born. Your daddy was born. Burger King don't really change their menu. They might give you a few new sandwiches here and there. Whoop-de-doo. Them shits don't last forever. Please grow the fuck up. Please learn how to come through a drive-thru in order. Please don't come in the inside staring at the screen like you ain't never ate at Burger King before. Miss us with that bullshit. Come through the drive-thru, don't know what the fuck you want. You taking all day, you holding up the line. Then you ask for some stupid ass shit like a 99-cent cheeseburger after you've been in the drive-thru for over 5 minutes. Miss us with that bullshit, you trash-ass, goofy-ass motherfucker.
Oh. Peanut-ass head fat hoe.
We can't end on that. We got to end on the rap.
We were supposed to be the king now, damn it.
We rule.
I think I've got that guy's number. I'm going to call him.
Get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get f***ed up. Hit strip club, don't forget ones. Get your rub, get f***ed, get sucked, get wasted. Basted, pasted, plastered, puke, throw up, get a new drink, hit the bathroom, sing, throw up. Wipe your shoes clean, got a routine, still got a few chunks on the shoestring, showing I was dehydrated to the beat, vibrated, I was revived as soon as that bitch gyrated them hips and licked them lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg to sing some shit.
Hot of mighty.
God, get her a contract.
She's 68 years old.
Put her on, what's the imprint? God, I forget how they...
The imprint.
What's Eminem's record label? Because, you know, Aftermath signed Eminem, and then he created one.
Wasn't it just Shady Records?
Might be it, actually. You know how they got the trickle-down Cash Money, signed Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne's got, you know, Drake and
Nicki Minaj. It all goes back to co-creator of Beats, not Dr. Dre.
Iovine.
Yeah, Jimmy Iovine.
Jimmy Shoes.
He gets all of it. I mean, most of it.
Oh, man, that was great. I got to go do a number one. Okay. Which hopefully turns into a number three.
Yeah, man. Man, I feel awesome. It gives me street credit. It is Shady Records. So.
All right, there you go.
Look at that.
Established 1999. Right. When you get one right, and you make it.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.